Over the Christmas holidays this past year, my mother bought a beautiful piece of jewelry, a gorgeous ring that was much deserved. I'm so happy she bought it. And when she showed the new ring to me, I looked down at her finger and I went, "What about the ring that you were wearing before? Give me that beautiful ring." And so we kind of laughed. She gave me the ring to wear. I told her, I said, "I'm tired of my jewelry." You know how you feel that way sometimes? You're just tired of looking at the same things all the time. So she did, and I took the ring to be resized. And the chain of events that that led to, I can't wait to share with you. So we'll talk about it when we come right back. Life Coach BFF Show with me, your friend Heather, because we all need a BFF to take this journey called life with. This is a podcast for midlife women who want to remain sane and find joy. We're living with purpose and determination to get all the goody out of life because I believe God made the goody for His people, you and me. So hop aboard this train of intention, come and sit on my porch and rest, or pop in your earbuds and let's take a walk together. I'm just so grateful you're here. Welcome back to Life Coach BFF Show. I'm Heather Petty. I'm your host. I'm so happy you're here. Thank you for joining me. We are going to talk about something that hopefully will light a fire under you today. I'm going to strike the match. Hopefully this will get you going, get you started, help you prepare for the summer. All right, back to the story. My mother gave me her ring. I don't know that she really gave it to me. I pretty much took the ring. I claimed the ring as my own. And right before I went to the jewelry store, I thought, what are the other pieces in my safe that I have not been wearing because they need to be repaired? Either the prongs were loose around the stones. I know I had some bracelets where the clasps weren't very secure. So I thought, let me just grab all these that have accumulated over the years, and I'm just going to take them and get them all repaired at once. And that's what I did. And so today we're going to talk about this because I started thinking afterwards, I was like, why did I wait so long to enjoy these beautiful pieces of jewelry? And what else am I waiting on? I talk about that with clients all the time. Stop waiting. What are you waiting on? You know, the time is now. Let's get started. Let's get busy. But I realized that there were some things in my own life that needed a refresh or a redo that I was putting off that I needed to get busy doing. And so that's what taking this jewelry, finally cleaning out the safe and getting that started, that really ignited. I mean, you know, sometimes we need that. Sometimes we need something to ignite movement, some energy to propel us forward. And so that really did that for me this spring. And so I have gotten a lot done. I'm going to talk about that. But I want to tell you that getting this jewelry repaired, one of the things that it led to was I was able to give one of my girls a gorgeous bracelet with a meaning behind it. And she was thrilled. And I thought, I could have given her this bracelet years ago. Shame on me for waiting. And so whatever you're waiting on right now, shame on you. Because I know I meet with some of you and the reasons that you're waiting are not valid reasons. They're not good reasons. Some of you have let things accumulate, like I did that jewelry, over years. Things pile up that you need to take care of, business that you need to tend to. I'm going to tell you the things that I have done in the last few weeks after really just evaluating everything. And maybe this will help you be more productive this week, because I'm a firm believer we need to live every day like it's the day before vacation. We need to get things done. You know how you're running around like your hair is on fire the day before trying to get everything together and the morning of? We need to do that every day. And I'm not saying give yourself a heart attack. I'm not telling you to go into fight or flight every day. I don't want you to do that. But I do want you to get organized. I want you to plan because, you know, Zig Ziglar used to say, if you're not planning to win, you're planning to lose. And I don't want you to feel at the end of the day like you've lost the whole day. I want you to feel productive. I want you to feel like you're not getting behind, that you're not flooded and inundated with things that have piled up that you needed to take care of years ago. So this is what I've done. the first thing that I did after getting that jewelry repaired and realizing I needed a revive, a refresh in so many areas this spring. And, you know, spring is a good time to do that.
As moms, we sometimes put things off and we use our kids as an excuse. You know, it's just not the right time with kids. For me, another thing I was putting off was foot surgery. I needed to have a surgery done. And I kept saying, you know, my kids, when they get a little bit older, when I have another driver and I'm not having to drive him around, because this is going to take me out of commission for about 2 weeks. So, but anyway, I went ahead and I even scheduled the foot surgery. So I'm doing that now. I'm going to do that next week, get that over with. And I'm not waiting. I'm not waiting any longer to feel better. So if there's something like that that you're putting off, go ahead and do it. Get it done.
It's a good time to evaluate, examine, clean out things mentally, emotionally, physically. It's just a good time to re-examine in all those areas. Then I started cleaning out my closet. And if you follow over on Instagram, it's HeatherPetty_. And you're a member of my free broadcast channel, which you can join on my profile. I will post daily things that I'm doing just to kind of keep all of us moving in the right direction. I'll post daily tidbits, daily thoughts, tips, and just to keep us moving along, to keep us moving forward. So yesterday I posted about the beginning of my closet clean out, and I was brutal. Brutal. I went in there. I had a bag. I said, all these things that we talked about last spring. Remember last spring when together we went through these steps and we cleaned out our homes and we got ready for summer together. Remember when we did that? Well, there were some things. This is confession time. There were some things that I did not remove from my closet that I should have. And this year I've done that. Things that I'm not wearing that someone else could enjoy and benefit from. Those got put in the donation bag. I am so happy. I am so proud of myself. And I feel free. I feel much freer now that I don't have to look at all that. I'm only seeing the things in my closet that I actually use. Another thing that I've done is I have bought a few new items of clothing for the spring, which makes you feel so good, doesn't it? So I'm just kind of fluffing up the wardrobe a little bit. I made a list of upcoming events and what I need to shop for to get ready for those for every member of my family. I know we have some different functions. We've got an 8th grade graduation this year. We have a wedding. We have several events that we will need special clothes for. So I went ahead and I made a list. When I'm out shopping, I can pull up my list and I have it all right there. I'm not buying things that we don't need or getting to that date and not having what we should have. And that's happened before we get to that date. It's happened to you before. You get there and you're like, oh, I forgot to buy little Junior some new shoes for this. And then he's in his tennis shoes and then we all feel bad. And so make your list so you can be prepared. I have scheduled some lunch outings. I'm really excited about this with friends that I haven't seen in a while. I have put those dates on the calendar. Cannot wait to connect with these friends. And I think we have to plan. We have to be intentional about seeing the people that we love and that we care about. I have written overdue sympathy cards to families I love. I've made hotel arrangements and plans to attend a wedding. I booked a massage for myself. I have not had a massage and I cannot tell you how long, but I have put it on the calendar and I'm so happy about this. I've made plans to go to an upcoming out-of-town festival for the day, which should be so fun. I can't wait to take the boys. They are having a beauty pageant. It's a crawfish festival in a tiny little town. And I think it will be the best experience for them. I have begun evaluating what the boys will need for summer camp this year. I've placed a few orders for those items. I'm going to go ahead and start getting that together. I know it sounds early, but summer will be here before we know it. I've scheduled all of my hair appointments for the rest of 2024. What a relief. So now I'm not going to get in a situation where I'm like, I have got to get my hair done and then my hairdresser is all booked. That's the worst feeling when that happens. So I've scheduled all those appointments. I bought some new items to freshen up our home. I'll put a link in the show notes to these items if you would like to check these out for yourself or for gift ideas. But you know, we all need to freshen up our homes, don't we? They get stale, they get boring. And I've noticed that when I put new little items or candles, things like that, my husband, he'll comment, the kids will comment, they all appreciate something that's a little stimulating. But again, things don't just happen. They don't just happen. We have to plan. We have to be intentional. If you are putting things off right now because you're so overloaded, you've let it pile up, you don't see a way out of this, you have so much to do, you're overwhelmed, you're discouraged, and you need help, I'm happy to help you. There is a link in the show notes for a coaching session. You can go ahead and schedule that. And there's nothing more fulfilling to me than when I have a client who says, I can do this. I can do this. We get it all organized. We map it all out. And she says, I can do this. That is the best feeling to me. That's available to you as well. But this is what's happening right now for me. We are in the middle of soccer season. That's another reason why I've got to get on top of things, because my afternoons are full, just like your life is so full, I'm sure, or you're adjusting to a new schedule. Some of you have recently become empty nesters. Some of you have so much time that you're procrastinating and you're not getting anything done. And some of you are so busy that you don't have time to fit it all in. Either way, I'm happy to help. In the next several weeks, I'll be coming out with some tools that can help you in this process. This is what I do. I love to goal set. This is what I'm really good at. I excel in this area and I love helping clients. I hope that this has inspired you. Clean out the jewelry, clean out the safe, take your jewelry pieces, have them repaired, share them, give them away. That will bring you so much joy. Wear them and start a refresh. Refresh in your home, refresh your life, refresh yourself. Let's start fresh together. I love you. Jesus loves you even more. Again, I have all of that in the show notes, these items that I've refreshed my home with. That will be in the show notes. I'll also include some episodes from last spring. I'll put a link to those. And my Instagram broadcast channel if you would like to follow along with daily tips and encouragement there. I want to thank all of our sponsors who made this show possible. I appreciate all of you who listened today. I appreciate your time. And I hope that this is encouraging for you. If it is, if you've benefited in any way, please leave a review. If you have not already subscribed, tap the plus sign in the top right-hand corner of your screen so you will never miss an episode. I want you to be here. I want us to have this time together, enjoy each other, and hopefully learn. Let's learn together. Let's continue to grow. Keep shining, keep loving, keep being your awesome self that God has made you to be. And we'll see you next time.